Well, let's see. As you can see, Dave Bennett is supposed to be starting off, but actually I wanted to say a few words first. This is Dave. I'm Wes Traub, and welcome to KITP. I apologize for the weather. I can't do anything about it, but it's normally pretty nice here. I just wanted to give you some background and tell you where the toilets are. That's my function here. As you noticed when you came in, the coffee is down the hall and on the right. Normally it will be out on the patio here when it stops raining, but right now it's down on the right and it will be there at the morning break and in the afternoon break. There are bathrooms on the left if you go down the hall, and if they're crowded, there are bathrooms corresponding in the reflection straight upstairs from there also. What was that? Oh, they're at the end of that hall too?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, there's a men's hall.
I haven't been here that long. this mini workshop or whatever we're calling it, is a sub-meeting in this longer exoplanet meeting that is being held here at the KITP, the Kavli Institute for Theoretical Physics, and has been here for all of February and March and April and May, and some of you in the audience are part of it, and I've been up here for most of that time. And so this is partly an outgrowth of having the exoplanet meeting here. That's one of the reasons for us meeting here today. And the other reason is that it's partly sponsored by KITP, and it's also partly sponsored by KISS, that is to say, the Keck Institute for Space Studies, which is sponsored by the Keck family and which is down at Caltech. And the connection there is that last fall we held a workshop, which some of you participated in, at Caltech with sponsorship from KISS for a week to think about how to use suborbital or non-fully fledged space missions, cheaper things, to look for exoplanet spectra is what we focused on. So we thought about this for a whole week, and I'll talk about it tomorrow morning. But the KISS people, which is basically Tom Prince at Caltech and at JPL, said it would be really nice if we had another workshop that was related that they would be willing to sponsor. And so they're paying for the coffee and for a little bit of travel for this meeting here. So you should thank Tom Prince for the coffee. The reason for having this particular topic at the meeting, which a number of us talked about, is that there is yet another committee. When I went to work for JPL, I discovered committee life, and this is the last bit of it. There is another committee that is actually an official committee, which is called the ExoPAG, and this stands for Exoplanet Analysis Group. They do analysis. They do not advise. That's not what the A stands for. It stands for analysis. And so this group, which is led by Jim Casting, and which is composed of, I don't know what, 10 people or so, and Dave is one, has a collection of topics that they are supposed to study, and they report to the Astrophysics Subcommittee, which then reports to the NASA Advisory Council. So what we are doing is we're way at the bottom here trying to feed information into the system that eventually ends up at NASA headquarters, so important people at NASA headquarters can make decisions that we might actually have some influence on or some offer some help to. So what we are doing here today is to have talks and eventually produce some sort of document that would go to the ExoPAG, which Jim Casting's committee and the subcommittee people that are working on, will eventually turn into something that would possibly be official advice, analysis, excuse me, I did it, for NASA. So there is a chance that what you say today might actually end up influencing some future space mission, which would be a good thing. It will not just go into the ether. Oh, and this committee, this sub, whatever it is, committee, the analysis committee, is Dave Bennett here, who's chairing the meeting, and Dan Coulter, who will be here if he's not on travel somewhere. Now the other mechanical thing that I wanted to mention is that we have a coffee break in the middle of the morning, then we have lunch. The lunch is at the building next. There is no lunch. You walk in there and it's a student union sort of place. You can buy whatever you can. If you're very adventurous, you can walk to the, there's a restaurant about a half a mile down the beach east of here, if there's time. And this evening, we were hoping to have whoever is interested come to dinner at this restaurant, which is also down the beach. And at the morning coffee break or before lunch, I will ask how many people are interested in going to dinner there, because I'd like to tell them. And I'd also like to tell them whether we would like to come early or late, because it depends upon how they organize the rest of their lives down there. And so I'm just giving you a warning that the options are to have dinner at a an ungodly hour of 5:30 or so, which, you know, it's still very light outside, but, you know, then we could just go there directly after the meeting and not have to worry about going back to your hotel. Or we could wait until 7 o'clock, and then it would be getting appropriately dark, those of us who don't like to eat early would feel more comfortable. But then you would have to go off somewhere and then come back or hang around here, and this place gets locked up at 5:30 or so. So think about those cosmic decisions, and I'll sit down. So